things to talk with about. There's always something which is a bit unclear. Just to add to what we said last week, something I could have about, I don't know how many people have paralytic ovens, but somebody told me they had an engineer to take apart their paralytic oven. What's interesting is that there are three elements in it. This particular one was nishmukach, they're all the same. Three elements in it. One of them is inside the oven, and two are outside the oven, outside the casing of the oven. So that creates a problem, because that means that's called hesekoi mibachutz. That's an oven that's heated from the outside. And whether that helps to kasher the oven which is used on the inside is questionable. So it could be, if it's metal, it's all metal, it's okay. I was showing a shikl shayla, something I need looking into. Because it could be that if there's a problem, then it could well be that the element that's inside in the oven on its own couldn't bring the oven to the temperature required to kasher it. You need the assistance of the other two elements that are outside the oven. And kashering with elements that are outside the oven, seiki v'vachutz, teaching outside, may not be a kashering. So that creates a shikl problem. So I'm not sure how it works. So you've got to start peeking into your paralytic oven to find out how it's set up. And different ones can be different. So it may not be so pushed. That's why I'm only not in the shower. Just to add a headache to them. Yeah. That's why I'm thing. The one I want to talk about is Bedikas Chometz, which is a very straightforward thing, but it gets more and more, let's say, complicated or unclear every year, with people going away, coming back, in the middle of Yom Tov, after Yom Tov, people go away. People think, I've got the easy way out of doing Bedikas Chometz. I've got a big house, with so many rooms, I'll sell the whole house, and Chaim Shalom, I don't have any problems. I'll go to the Shvei, and I'll make Bedikas Chometz about the Shvei, about the Tata. It's one room, and that's it. Yeah, so it's a Zernish push it. That's exactly what I had myself from Bosnia, and Yerucha, and Shvei Pesachet, that to be Yetzir Bedikas Chometz in your Shvei's house, or your parents' house, or Shvogel's house, or it may be, if it's not you who has used that room with your chumetz, you haven't got the chibedik on it. So who's got the chibedik? The balabos of the house. See, very nice, you're doing a big favor. You're helping him to create his chibedikas chumetz on his house, on the room that you're using in his house. What your chiv is the house that you've used, that you've left behind. So you've done, you sold it. You sold the whole house, which means you've not sold the house, and after thinking, but chibedikas chumetz, you're not selling a house. You're renting out the house to the goy, and he's using it to hold in it his chometz, which he's buying from you. It's two parts in Chiyus Chometz. So what about your chiv? You got your chiv is there. So what you should do is, you can't get out of your chiv with Chiyus Chometz. Once you've been in your house on Purim, 30 days before Pesach, you got chiv with Chiyus Chometz. You can't walk out the house, close the door, and sell it and get it. You got chiv dikas chometz in the house that you used. Look, on the other hand, you want to look. It's a holiday. You don't want to have to do dikas chometz around the house. So the eitzah for that is this eitzah to be eitzah both. And the eitzah is to sell the whole house, do mechiras chometz here before you go, and mechiras chometz. The mechir is that you're renting out the house. I've said before, and you say the whole house except for one room, let's say, one area, that's your room, which if you use for chumas already, I'll give a moshul, the hallway we're coming into the house. Usually it's not, if it's not so big, and it's not so many pieces of furniture there, it's not so difficult to do the chumas, it'll take you a short time to do the chumas there. And you've been yetzi yochiv b'dik chumas, so you sold the whole house, except for that room, and in that room you do b'dik chumas the night before you leave, without a brocha, if it's before Leil Yidalat, that's bracha. Also, the minig of putting down the shikl chumas, you should do that tak as well. That's an important minig nowadays, as the Mishabura says. But no bracha. You don't say bracha. And you say the bittel as well. You should say the bittel then as well. But you should do it. Don't rely on going to somebody else's house and doing the tikkun chumas there, because usually it's not your chumas, it's not the room that you've used for chumas, so you're helping Yenem to be it to his mitzvah of tikkun chumas. But you've not done your chiv. So that's Safan Gidenka. You must remember that. That a house that you've used with chumas, and you're not cleared, you haven't cleared it out, haven't cleared out the chumas from the house before Purim, you have a chiv b'dika in that house. So you can choose one room and sell all the other rooms. You've got to specify in the shtar. In the shtar mechir, you've got to specify in the shtar mechir that you're selling, So you specify which rooms, you don't specify which rooms you are selling, you specify the whole house, might except for the downstairs hallway or the front room or the back room, where it is, one room you leave out. And it's got to be a room where you use chumas. If it's a room upstairs which you never use chumas all around, it's not chiyuv b'dika, it's not point of b'dika, you haven't got chiyuv. But you've got to be mecha, each person has got a chiyuv b'dika's chumas in their own house. If you want to have some sort of with a bracha, so you want to help your sugar, your father, whatever it is, with their particular chumas, and you listen to their bracha, and you eat to their bracha, and you're doing their particular chumas with the bracha, to be eat the mitzvah of the chumas with the bracha, that's very nice. But it's not your chiyuv b'dika. You're doing the mitzvah shlichus, it's fine, nothing wrong with that. It's a shame. But you've not been eat your chiyuv b'dika. So that's the first thing. This is.
What if you're renting a house? You stay at your parents or something, you're not eating there, sleeping there, you're eating somewhere else.
So, but that house is also not your chumas.
Yeah? Even though you've got the key and everything.
It's not your chiv, mum. It's not mum's your chiv. Yeah, and usually they clear the house out already, yeah? And so it's not your chiv. It's not hard, it's just because you remember to do it, that's all. You do your chiyuv b'dikas chumas with the nair, with the candle, and those, and the night before you leave. If you're prepared for that, you don't forget it. That's how it's to do that.
You'll never make a bracha on your own house, on that room, unless it's a leo b'dika.
Unless it's a leo b'dika, yeah. That's a leo b'dika. There's another way of doing it. You can make a shliach to do it. You can send a shliach. If you, for whatever reason you can't do it before you go, you ask him to give him a shliach, give him the keys, and they'll make a b'dikas chumas with a bracha on your behalf. It's as if you've done it. Yeah, shliach
shalom chumas.
More simply,
you can take one's own chumas into the place that you
have. Yeah, but that's not safkosaf's not the bias which is high. For instance, you can't be getting this b'dikas chumas on something which is not your bias. I'll give you an example, which is another thing we'll come to. A car. I've had a car you've got to clean out for Pesach, or if you're going to use it, you've got to bedikas chumas. And Aga, if you can't sell the car, yeah, lock, stock, and barrel with chumas in it, and then use it on Pesach. You can't use a car with chumas in it. If you're using the car, you've got to bedikas chumas in it. But you can't not push it. All you've got to do bedikas chumas on, lay bedikas chumas in the car, pashas, you can't make a bracha. It's not a bais. It didn't embase. It's not a house. They still got no bedikas chumas. So that's not what they're doing. People do that. They write the cars in the shtar mechir chumas and in the shtar hashol and mechir chumas and then they use it. Or someone's going to use it. It's Tamish. You if you leave it here and ask someone to use it, that someone's going to have to do the chumas on it. You can't do the chumas with a bruch on it because it's not a vice. So something like a car that you're going to use with kids, a car you're going to use on Pesach, someone's going to use on Pesach, you or that somebody has to do the chumas on it. That's for sure. And if you're not doing the b'dikas chumas anywhere else with the bracha, lay b'dikas chumas, you've got to do the b'dikas chumas that on the car without a bracha. You can't make a bracha if you only do b'dikas chumas on the car. It's not a base leader for most people. Right? So this is a car needs cleaning. And a car is not sufficient, and you get it cleaned by a company, whatever it is. Not the sharaya is going to be clean, yeah, because. Not everybody's got the same musug of what clean means. That's it all. There's clean, and there's kosher clean, and there's Pesach clean. That's three madrigas at least. I'm looking for a few more, but that's exactly what I was saying. So, Al-Kaponim, you got it clean, and you got somewhat, and the eighth step of doing somewhat in the car, it's a duty to do somewhat with a torch, not with a candle, because it might be dangerous. It could be fumes, petrol fumes, push it, unless you've got an electric car. That would be sure, that's the shame.
So,
if you
rent a car,
they also have a dikka. Yeah, if you rent a car, you have a dikka. You can't rely on the fact that it's stomach, the goy is stomach. I've already said, I think, last week, how you can't rely on the goy having clean things out properly. So,
can you rent a car on Pesach? Then you're cholomayed.
You can, but you've got to do dikka somos in it. Check it.
On cholomayed?
Check it.
In the day?
Yeah, you have to do dikka somos in it. Yeah? If you go into a house and say, no, cholomayed, you've got to do dikka somos in it. You've never done dikka somos first. If he has sold the cars and then you come along to him and you say to him, look, I'm desperate for a car, I said, I'm sorry, I sold it to the goy. He says, come on, don't tell the goy. So look around. He's up, but then you've got to do the summit. It's like a flat. If you sell a flat or room, whatever it is, to a goy, to get out of the summit, if you didn't do the summit there, the maref, open the goy. You talk it through with the goy, like there are many conditions took out with the goy, and actually it's put in the shtam achiva, it's written in the shtam achiva, that the goy will allow the yid, if he's desperate or he's been pressed to let it out, that he can rent it out, some Pesach. So the goy gives permission for that. It's written clearly in the shtar. So it's agreed verbally and in writing to the shtar. There's an ashtar, is there? That he's allowed to, he can rent it out. So he can rent it out on Pesach, Abedin's Vidikas Thomas. So on Achal Moed, you get in that place, you've got Vidikas Thomas. Now, if that's a place where nobody's on Vidikas Thomas yet. So these things, oh, God, listen, Vidikas Thomas can be done on Pesach as well. Shom Pesach Mishnah. So this is Vidikas Thomas. It's not been used. You haven't used it with your chometz. If you come there a week before, I always say this, and I say all the time, the owner of the balabosta of the house will not be very enthralled that you bring your chometz into her clean pesach dikka room, which is spent hours to clean. So, that's not good idea. It's not good to show them back. Another point about Dikas Chumas Agav, I always find it amazing, Lady Dikas Chumas, that the phone actually rings, I don't know, 20 times. Are people not doing Dikas Chumas? Changed. Yeah. So it's not, you know, about Dukas Nechanika, some people are moving from Shkia, so they can ring at Nacht. Of a Lady Dikas Chumas got to be at Nacht. Okay, but the earliest Nacht, Rashik, and then, this is Balamor, of a, the halacha is straight after Maariv, the whole Chalavi Yatas of Maariv before Dikas Chumas. The halacha is Medavad Maariv, fine, Medavad Maariv. But straight from Maariv, go straight home and do the songs. They shouldn't do anything in between. Nothing. Not a cup of tea, not to have a shmooze, not to have a shir, not garnished. And that gains life. You've got to go straight to the Dikas Chumas, live the Dikas Chumas. And however long it takes you. Now, depends how much you did before. If you, as I said already last week, if you clean, say, some rooms before Purim, those rooms don't need the Dikas Chumas. No, I didn't. So is the best to do. Aber auch von mir darf machen die Schmutz. Doch habe ich die Schmutz. In Hoche, gut sind jungen dürfen das Post Hoche. Ja, noch ein Wort, ich will sagen, I mentioned before, that you should always put down pieces of chumetz, this meaning of putting down 10 pieces, that's Indian, but to put chumetz in the rooms where you do, because chumetz, because you've cleaned them out so well, and even though it's after Purim, of Lamas, you know full well it's not been used for chumetz, at all. Certainly for 3 days not being used for chumetz, you've got a chazukah, there's no chumetz there. So because of that, there's a shikla sufik, where there's like a chir b'dikim mamash, so there's the Indians of the Shabir Sharatzin, you should put down bits of chumetz before Brichas Chametz, and you shouldn't put it, because otherwise you know where they are. So it's like a bit of a hide and seek game. So it's not hide and seek if you're the hider and the seeker. So you get your wife, or somebody else, put them down carefully. They've got to be enclosed, they shouldn't get crumbled up and get lost. And it's better to make them smaller pieces. And whoever puts them out should keep a cheshvan where they put them, how many they put, and make sure they get found. If you don't find them, so you've got to pass over here because Brichas Chametz, how to do Brichas Chametz. But at least the person put them down will know where they are to pick them up. If you find only 9 pieces, don't only 10 pieces, that's a problem. You might have to go to her house again. So, Ravzan Masudzik, it's got to be done properly. Question is always, and often happens, you've cleaned your house, you've not cleaned your house, you sold your house, and just sold one part of the house, and then somebody asks you, could we rent, or could we borrow a room, 2 rooms, and a share is coming, or somebody's coming, and I want to put them up. You say, of course, tell them, they're showing. Very nice, I've had it. However, they are going to have to have Brichas Chametz in the house, because you didn't. You want to get out of Brichas Chametz. So, it's had the goy who's bought it, rented it. You're allowed to rent it out to somebody else, as you said. That's agreed. Of a hilchos Brichas Chametz is off. So the person moves in is going to have to do Brichas Chametz. And again, if they're coming in for Midden Chol HaMoed or for the last sit, whatever, so they've got that person's going to have to do Brichas Chametz when they come in. Chol HaMoed, Zochim Brichas Chametz. Just as a sort of a mania voice Indian, the chumas you've got to get rid of. People, we always think of chumas as bread, biscuits, the other sort of zahm. Aber, I've said this every year, there are things which are chumas gomo mamash, but one doesn't think of them as chumas because they're not food, but they're edible. I'm talking about packaging. You've got machines packed in boxes. So some of them come packed in boxes with white, hard white
polystyrene.
That's not a problem. But it's quite a usual thing for them to be packed not in this hard polystyrene, but soft little shtiklach, like soft things that look like bambas, yeah, bambas without a flavor. It's a bamba without a flavor. It's what it is. Yeah, what they can't put peanut butter in because. It's edible. It's extruded wheat. Of course, extruded wheat, as is, you can eat it. It's quite edible. Yeah. It might not have the full flavor of a bamba, but it's edible. It's mamash chumas, which is roi lachila, and that can't be considered as non-chumas because it's been used for something else. Yeah, I want to make this clear because this applies to other things as well. For instance, you've got. It's something that goes on with your passing shukhanor. If you've got a block of chumetz, soil, perfectly edible, and you decide, I want to make this now a chair, use it as a chair. So let's call it now, it's not chumetz, it's a chair. Because maybe so, a chair, not food. Doesn't help you, because the mice is chumetz. And you've not done any mice to it to indicate that it's no longer going to be used for food, it's going to be used for sitting on. It's certainly helpful. You still got to get rid of it. Oh, but if you do a maisa to it, it shows that it's not to be used as chumas, but to be used for something else. So you cover it with a coat of cement or something like that, which shows that it is now designated for another purpose, a purpose other than food. It's for sitting on, not for eating. That's enough. Does it have to be completely covered? If you look in the Mishra, Mishra says it doesn't. Mishra looks like it's finished. Mishra says, if just the top layer is covered in cement, and you can see, you're sitting Seder Banach by a chair, on a chair, chumetz, you can see it's glaring you in the face the whole time, you can see it. It's chumetz. Or you put a layer of cement over the top to designate it now for use as a chair, it is the equation of your whole chair. It's not chumetz anymore. You can use it. But you sort of many other things like that. There are many things like blue tack and also. Blue tack is also, they've mixed other ingredients into it, even though it's chometz, but other things have been mixed into it to make it usable as blue tack. It's not called chometz anymore in terms of only the chometz. Aval, you've got to be careful not to, it shouldn't be used anywhere near where food is. It shouldn't drop into the food because it's food, it's chometz. It's not there anymore because it's not called chometz anymore. It's not food. It's used for other purposes. And the same applies to all these other things. That's why the emes. Remember, since I'm shukam chloep in the poskim, but if you look at the mishmur and the chazanish, it's very clear. And also, if you have things with alcohol, you've got to be careful because look poskim zogun nishazay. Look poskim zogun. I think it's a generation. In other words, they have alcohol, which was mixed with chumsik alcohol. With alcohol mixed, chumsik alcohol with some alcohol. You get quite a lot of that. 20 minutes. So, alcohol mixes other things. So the alcohol is chometz, and the other part of the liquid is non-chometz. So they say that since you can separate it out, you can distill the alcohol and separate the alcohol from the other liquids. So it's you can't consider it mixed because you can easily distill it if you know how to. Just can easily distill it. So therefore, it's considered tarubas chometz, which is also. Because it's edible. Now you've mixed it with something else which makes it inedible. Doesn't matter. It's chometz. As long as you show the mishav, you see, mishavim, because otherwise, how do you understand this kupas chometz, kupas shel soya? You got a chair made out of a block of chometz, which we said before, kuloi chometz, you covered it with a layer of cement, and not completely covered all sides, just the top layer where you're going to sit on. You've done a meister to it to indicate that it's no longer a food, it's a chair. You're allowed to keep it. I can separate it. You peel off the cement, it's there. Perfectly edible chomos. Right? Mushmur says mufush. Look at Mushmur says mufush. I feel it's mamush hori lachina. Much sure you can keep it. Otherwise, you've got to be careful, it shouldn't fall into the food. It's not like the Mushmur says, cards which have got starch in them, you can use because the starch is part of the card. So it's not dinner food, it's got dinner of a card. But says there, you've got to be very careful, you shouldn't use the cards or play the cards with the way it is. Where there's food around, because if a card falls into the food, and so the chumah starts dissolving in the food, it becomes also brachina. So you mustn't confuse the two things. There's one thing not owning chumahs, and there's one thing not eating chumahs. Eating chumahs makes a difference what it's made into. If now it's my food, it's a rather also. If it's changed name by virtue of it being changed into a chair, like I said before, and it's mutter to keep because there the shal is not eating, there the shal is owning. As Bali Roy Bali Mose, as long as it's changed its tachlis, its usage, and it's changed its name, it's an andrazach, then it's chumahs, then you can keep it. So that's the chizuk. So therefore, that's the kudam shuwan and chaznish is push it. And there's no problem with these alcohols, or for that matter, perfumes and things like that. All these deodorant, all these things we've got alcohol. So whether shkiach to have chomstik alcohol, can't care how shkiach it is. But even if it's mixed with other things to make it into a different usage, it's no worse than this kupas se'oyer shiyipta lishiva, and this block of chometz which you designated for sitting on. It's got a different use now. It's not called food anymore. There's no issue to keep it, to use it. You have to use it, no issue, as long as you don't drink it. So that's why there's a ganze controversy. It's not so pushed, the issue of perfumes. Yeah, besides it's fakers as well, because be'emes stack contains chometz in it. But you've got to be careful. It doesn't fall into your food. So if a person handles perfume, and they've got perfume in their hands, and they handle food with it, that's going to be a problem, because getting into the food. So if you can be careful about that, there's no problem using it. If you can't be careful, don't use it. So it also depends on that. For instance, cosmetics. It's the same thing. All cosmetics have been mixed with other things in order to make it as a cosmetic. So it's not a problem. Not a problem to use it, to own it, to use it. But you've got to be careful not to get into your food. So therefore, lipstick, for instance, if you've got lipstick which has got, and some have got, many have got chometz in the actual lipstick, and people put on their lips, that's what lipstick is made for, and with the lips, you use lipstick, you use your lips to eat food with it, and bits, a little bit of the lipstick can get stuck onto the food, you're eating a shikha chometz on Pesach, rather than Seisa. So that's a chilek. to use cosmetics, even with chometzim, or might be chometzim, I mean, Adin is not also, why someone is very careful. Mas, you don't use any cosmetic, anything with state claw, has got something from wheat in it, or from getting oats. I'd rather sensible not to use it. Oh, but well, it's only kashash, and you're careful not to use it in a way where it can get anywhere near food or your lips, then there's oisa. So that's the gather from Zachem. Yeah, so people ask questions, all kinds of things, so cleaning materials, of shinin zachem, all these things, bets, and mishnishkinis, and people, sorry, and I saw Feitman about shampoo. There's a chashash. No, it's kidneys in shampoo. It's a gag shayla, yeah? I mean, I would presume nobody eats shampoo, and anything like that. So, nifsil nachila, I think no self-respecting dog would eat it either. So therefore, it's nishol nachila's kelev. So what's the shayla? What's on the shayla? Oh, well, mentioned villain machm zayn, santa chumus. I already mentioned last week, it's not pusher to be machm stam chumus. Vada is a chumus in Pesach. Of the from the Rosh says it's allowed to be machmir to script on the walls. So I say you need a heter for chum as well. Of Al Kapulim, it goes further than it needs to go. So just coming back to what I said before, packaging, which comes these little things which look like bambas, you can smell it. You smell it, it smells of wheat. You know what wheat smells like. I'm missing anything else. And tomorrow's Roy Lachina. So any packaging, all that's got to be included in your Machinist Chumas. It's Chumas Ben. So you've got to sell that. You just bought yourself a new machine, a new computer, and some Zachem. Just for Yom Tov, and you decide to put it away before you unpack it till after Yom Tov, you're out of the Chumas. So you've got to sell that.
Yeah, Chumas is your perfume. Very shallow, 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 breathing in the perfume.
It's zikha better, no question, zikha better to stick to what is on the list. Those things are free of chumas. So we start now actually in Chalas. That's the best solution. Another point about chumas is the government here's chumas. Is this always causes confusion? Because what you do if you have got chumetz in Eretz Yisrael, let's say, and you are here, or you are here, you've got chumetz in America, or you're in America, you've got chumetz here. When is the zman issa for that chumetz? When is the zman issa? Or somebody just said today they've got chumetz in Australia, they're going to be here. Here, Mazitshin Mam Seda in Australia, when here, Mahalt Machfas Rifas Chomets. So, where do you go by? Do you go by where the Chomets is, and therefore you can't sell it here, because here the Mechir is going to be when it's already well into Yom Tov there. Or do you say you go where the Baalim are? If you're the owner of the Chomets and you're here, maybe you don't have to sell it until there's not just here. That's a very big concern. That's a question of nafkin. They have a Shabbos, they have a Chumetz, they have quite a few other things as well. That's one of the big problems. One of the first possible to talk about it, I think, is the Lushim Alter, the mother of Rav Winkler, the Chukma Chesitzchok. It comes out from the Nazi. Kenzaim im Ladin, that the Ikka Halacha is that you go after the Mokum Habalim, where the Una is. Over Hayyos, the Apostle will say you've got to be Machmeh. More the chumah the other way around. But at least you got to be choshesh for the shit as a whole. You go after where the chumah is. So the chatchila is zicha. You got to sell the chumah before the zman issa on the country or the place where the chumah is. So now a case of Australia. Well, let's take Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael. The zman issa in Eretz Yisrael is before. It's a couple, 2-3 hours before the zman here. So if you have to sell the chumah before the zman issa in Eretz Yisrael, you can't wait till the zman here. It doesn't help you that you signed on the shtar on the thing the day before. Self-gornished. Because that's nothing. You haven't sold your chumetz. Let's make that clear. When you go and sign up your chumetz, you're not selling the chumetz. The rov is not buying the chumetz. It used to be like that. I won't get exactly, and that's why you have to change it. But the Maaseh, all you're doing is asking the Rav to be your shliach, Sarafonis. It's not sold until the Rav sells it to the Goy. And he tries to sell it to the Goy at the latest possible time, because there's always people who are late. There's always somebody who's last minute, yeah? And usually there are people even after the last minute. So they also need aids for the of a Merat. So that's when it comes to sell. So if at that time, your chometz in Esor is past the Zman Issa, so you can't sell it to that shitter. So you've got to make sure to sell the chometz earlier. How do you sell it earlier? The only aid is to do Mechir on Yugimel. Mechir on the 13th. So if the Mechir is on the 13th, in order to be aid for people who have chometz in Esor, and culture for people who live in Eretz Yisrael and have got chometz here, rather they've got to do that. Because that's the ikar shita is you go after the mukim with the balima. So people have to do machira on your gimel. So although, look down, makamish gemacht, kamish gemacht, yeah, it's stackish gemacht, choish gemacht. You want to chish that shita that it's not chazar. But as chiv mamash, the halacha mamash, if you're in Eretz Yisrael and you've got chometz here, you've got to sell chometz kemach min adin, the ikar, before the Zman is in Eretz Yisrael. So either you sell it in Eretz Yisrael, or you sell it here with the Mechir you give. That's why you make the Mechir two Mechirs, one you give and one you dollar. For some people, it's a Chir Mamash to make the Mechir you give, or a Chashash, a Halochadi. It's not a Chashash that there are shit to hold, that the places which you're going to sell need Dikas Chometz. So you sell those places in Yigimel, and you shouldn't come to Chir Dikas Chometz. This is not Halach. if you're in Eretz Yisrael and you've got chometz here, you've got to make sure to sell the chometz before the Zman Issa in Eretz Yisrael where you are. And even if the other way around, if you live here and you've got chometz in Eretz Yisrael, you also should be careful for that. So that's why you need them here to go. So some people want to make sure that before Nacht in Eretz Yisrael, because once it's Nacht in Eretz Yisrael, you're already got a chiyuv dika. So the Eitzah is to do Mechir Sid Gimel before Nacht in Eretz Yisrael. Yes, so that's why, and people miss it, because people have still got time to Nacht here. You haven't, you've got time to Nacht in Eretz Yisrael, and you make Mechir Sid Gimel before Nacht in Eretz Yisrael, which here it's much earlier. It could be 2 hours before Nacht here. So people think, it's not there for 20 times. You've got to make sure to get it done before Nacht in Eretz Yisrael. If you missed it, do it. We get it. But that's the chatur. That's the chatur of the heat, especially in Pesach. So, and the same thing between here and America. Yeah, in America, if in America it's later than here, there's Zman Issa. So you've got, but you're here. So if you've got to sell the chometz, the field is Zman here. Yeah. And if the other way around, if your chometz is here and you're in America, you should still sell your chometz here, but chometz is Zman here. The other end of Pesach, Matzah Pesach. So you've got to. What happened? Matzah Pesach. Matzah Pesach. You're in America. Yeah, you're in America, and Pesach's not out yet, so you can't even sell your chometz. And you've got your chometz here, which is sold in time before Pesach. Fine. And the Rav is going to buy it back from the Goy. Matzah Pesach straight after Avodah. No. How can you buy back? How can you buy back the chometz for you? Do we stock in America? For you, it's still Pesach. And you don't want to buy a chometz after Pesach in America. That's where you are. So in the Chizkiyah, look, it's not a problem. You don't want to be paying it then. You don't. It's not yours. The Goy has bought it back from the Goy. It's not the Goy's either. Stack the hefka. And look at them. Stack the hefka. You can try it out. If somebody goes and grabs the chometz, yeah. So you don't have problems after Pesach. Yeah, who is it? Can you keep it? Can you not keep it? So it'll be interesting. Interesting as interior design. Of the shit thing, you know, the what you can keep it. Let's go to talk about. And you don't have to worry about the thing that in America it's not Pesach yet, because you've got no covenant to be kind. You don't want it. Oh, who wants to be kind of chumas? The same applies, actually, one has to remember, if you've got chumas in transit, especially if you've got a business and you buy food products, and you've got a ship, you've got a tire, whole container full of chumas. Somewhere, you don't even know where it is sometimes, somewhere. Yeah. So what do you do? So you've got to write, you've got to write it in the Shtam here. You've got it in the Shtam HaShor, and the way we do it is the Shtam HaShor with the details of what you've got. So you've got to write that in. I've got a, container, the members of Zain Azoy, this company, whatever it is, Kabuk and Shuboilam, I'm selling it. So you can't handle all the hummus maybe that we could, you want to have normally by Mechir, but you've got to sell it. Unless it's still in the price of the Goy, the Goy Shona, until you actually receive delivery of it. Each case is different. Then it's the Goy's, it's not a problem. Yes, there are many things like that where things are made with a Hechsher, Yun, Chumak, Stikizachem, which are the responsibility of the Goy, the owner. You haven't got responsibility for it until you receive delivery of it, so you've got to sell it. Because you haven't got responsibility for it. If you have, if you're responsible to pay for it straight away, as soon as it leaves the factory doors of the Balavosavoy, you've got a price for it, you've got to insure it, so then it's yours, you've got to sell it. So you have a cup. Yeah, if you've got hummus in transit, that's
the
sorry?
You don't
take delivery. Yeah. And if you insist on delivering, so you say, oh, I don't want to return it. Put it in the garage somewhere around the back. You don't return it. You don't return it. Yeah. So that's what those things, that means in order. Listen, don't think about it. So those are the points to remember about Mechiras Chometz. Mechiras Chometz is not Nachamu. I want to repeat again. Mechiras Chometz is people say, okay, for Koyfer the Chometz. They're not going to anybody, you know, you don't sell the Chometz. The Rav sells it for you. If you signed up and think that you're selling the Chometz, then the whole thing is worthless. But you didn't have intention to give the Rav Hashor itself. You thought you're selling to the Rav. But you've got to know, you're only giving the Rav the right to sell on your behalf. The Shliach. Sure, what don't you want? But that's just something, listen. You've got to know what you're doing, not just hand shredding. No. Even those places where they just write their address, yeah, which is a big problem, because what you, otherwise they say you in a minute, you just write the address. But the really should specify the acre places where the chometz is. You must notice in the cupboards and sukkah, every year I say this, that the Ma'aseh and Yeruch are doing Bezen, so in Bezen you have a Mechir, always you just put in the address. On his thing, he puts in the sukkah. Yeah? Sukkah to designate the area where you're selling the chometz, where the chometz is that you're selling. As it does that, doesn't it clear you what? Otherwise, you send all you send the whole house. How can you send the whole house? You're using it. What's the pshat? Yeah. You can legally use it. Rather, but you're using it, so if there's chometz around, so you're going to have chometz where you're using it. Such a pshat. So the best thing is to designate clearly where it is. And you write it also, and any other place as well. So include, in case you find chometz someplace, you'll be able to send it. It could be sold. So just have a look at the guy as well. Now, another thing you've got to know in the reverse, if, say, you've sold your chometz and you've sold medication, medicines which are chometz thick, and the chole or a child, for instance, a chole, it needs one of these medicines which are chometz thick, and there's more of them now than there used to be, and there's less of them which are pushed to the Pesach, and you've got to give it to the child. Child's got a chole, looking for the chole, and you've got to give it to him. The etza is two things. First of all, don't handle it yourself. Let the goy, if you can get him to do that, let the goy pick up the medicine and take it, or rather bring your child to the goy. He should give the child the medicine. And if he has to take it, if he wants to come to the house, so it's his chometz, he's taking to the house to give your child. If, in the worst case, you've got to actually do it, the goy is not going to be interested to do it, so you take the medicine and take it and give it to your child and bring it back, but intend the whole way through, I'm not being kainet. I don't want to be kainet. I'm just taking it to give my child and take it up again. So this stuff I'm going to. There's ways around these problems. Aga, talking about items, place of the items, one has to know as well like this. Every year lately it's become more clear, evident. You buy tinfoil dishes. The lids, which are made of cardboard, and the cardboard's got starch in, and that starch could be chometz. Look up, it could be chometz. Is that lid? The lids have not got a hechsher Pesach. It's not missing. The Eidich Reis is on the fush. You give a hechsher to the tinfoil dish, but not to the cardboard lids. So the cardboard lids should not be used on Pesach, because if you cover, if it's cold and you cover it, it's cold and dry, it doesn't get wet. No. But very often there's liquid in the tinfoil dish, and the liquid covers somewhat the lid, which got starch in it, and the starch will be nevla in the liquid. So you could have common sticker starch in your food. So don't use the lids. Just cover everything with tinfoil. That's all. Can't say I haven't got lids. That'll be the shinning. So this thing with paper and starch. Listen, the paper contains starch, and it could well be common sticker starch. It's impossible to check it with ordinary. There's a normal what you call a schoolboy test with ID. And you can do the test. You're going to have to do the test. You've got to dilute the iodine with plenty of water so it becomes soon to be dark brown, it should become like a light yellow. It only works then. And then you drop a drop of it on the paper, on the cardboard, and immediately it'll turn bluish. Depends how much starch is there. That shows you the starch. But it doesn't mean it's also there, because the starch could be non-comets. It doesn't have to be comets. Oh, but once you've got starch there, it's a problem. So where you use paper where, let's say before Pesach, when you do frying and you put it on cardboard or on paper towels, those kind of things, and you're putting a piece of food on them, be careful. Check it. It's a starch. It's a starch in it. Don't use it unless it's got the Heksha or it's got the device that this company's their paper towels do not contain comets. So you've got to work so hard for Pesach to make everything that kosher and dazzling, and then you put your mum's food you're going to eat on something with starch, which could be comets. So we've got to find other eaters for that. So you get the Heksha on the lids. It needs the Heksha on the lids. Fine. If you get a Heksha on the lids, but the Heksha has got to be foolish, the Heksha on the lids. If without that, you can't assume that it's kosher. Forget, you've got to assume it's not kosher.
The end of rolls,
it's
got glue or kitchen towel, that sort of thing.
So don't use that bit. Don't use that bit.
And the ordinary kitchen towel may be used? It's a chash starch?
Rather. Good, check it. You can check it for iodine. But the MSA, there are some who say the iodine test is not 100%. Because there could be small amounts which don't show up with iodine, and it's still there. Yeah, so that's why it's always better to get paper towels or paper rolls for kitchen rolls, which have been checked out properly. Yeah, not sure exactly. Can't get some checked out properly. I don't know if you can get with the Heksha, but it should be checked out reliably. It does not contain any starch at all.
Paper
check it. Same thing. Yeah, but use it cold. But it gets wet, and it gets into falls into the food. It's not reliable. They're not wet. Not reliable. You get paper. So if you have things which are definitely free of, on the assumption that the iodine test is reliable, or at least it's been checked out by somebody who knows what they're talking about, and it's been checked out properly. Even that checking out not reliable. I've told you, I'm just from the Pumu, yeah? I should peer into your shelves, you mean a minimum shocker. Is it what they tell you are lies or what they write you are lies? And it's intentional. And they cover one of it. So I told you, once asked them, they said it's our policy to tell lies because we want to protect our trade secrets. So there's no mirsus. It takes away the halacha of mirsus that the boy is going to be afraid to tell another trade. Afraid, okay. He's got defense. I want to protect my secrets. So it's a very difficult thing to rely on a goy. We used to rely on going with him because we think Goyim is an anständig mensch, he looks like a gentleman and looks okay, yeah? It's steht, Moshiach will come, he'll be able to pass him Dreach. The Weiss says to Yidin Hein to pass him like that today already. He looks okay. You can't rely. You tell Mamash, you tell lies, Shkoy Mamash. And even the written words, not. And sometimes they don't know themselves, they're misled. So, if you want to be sure, make sure you've got a sure, clear, reliable information, not just some. Okay. So this is very important in other Sachen. I just want to mention again, I think I mentioned last week, but I'm not going to. The animal Zayn Murray is on the Kim, and again, that's the same shop almost every year have the Shider, and the shops are a lot careful. And they put chumel sticker products on the same show on the shelves where the place where the things are sold. And often it's a boy who unpacks, and to him it looks the same, it's not the same. You have this argument on, said, Austin, why do you make the products look very similar? The place where they go and comes, they go and look so similar. People make mistakes. So, this is against the Iran and Cop. But you've got to read, when you buy something, don't rely on the fact that it's in the kosher or place or section of the shop. Read ingredients, read some people can ask all the kelim, the ganze place of the kelim they got, just because it's in the reason label. So read the label. Don't send a child shopping who doesn't understand what they're reading. Do the shopping yourself or your wife. Somebody who's going to read the label and understand the state. Sometimes the words and things which I mean, you may not realize, I feel this is a shadow of chumutz. You don't understand. You've got to know what it's all about. So, often, again, when you buy things for Pesach, be careful. And again, the klal is the less things you eat on Pesach, the less possibilities of shaitas. I didn't say eat less, you eat plenty. Oh, those things which are zecher kosher Pesach, yeah. Flesh, fish, eggs. Yeah. I got eggs. It's also one of these. That's from Iskalbuz on the eye. Yeah, the printing, the lettering on the eggs is not a problem at all. There are true chaznish. Chaznish is not shy to be a problem because it evaporates. I just heard somebody here, a chemist in town, said it's not shy that any alcohol should be left in the stamp that's on the eggs. So the ganze kop gets ahead in these achen, which are not even shyers, and then the main things we forget. Yeah, so a lot of time and energy and money goes into it. Dafka eggs without stuff. No, shit. Isn't tight of a nish dot and daf living with a cop. Yeah, a lot of other things we daf read in other swims there, Spit. Yeah, it's business dozen for shabbos of old. You see, how much we get through on shabbos of old, like in daf read, being the Seder Ayyub, of Pesach, and we have shabbos as well, and the storim, and the shirim, and a lot of other things. So we try being able to rush them as much as possible. I will say one thing. I'll start with 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 one thing. This is a wichtige Sache. I want to use this. I got also in the first thing. I said, people who break chabur matzahs in Eretz Yisrael, and they bring them here, hand the matzah over to their chushu, and sach the abit haragli, and has to remember to take chalap before Pesach. If you don't take challah before Pesach, it's not like in Chutzaretz, but if you've made a dough in Chutzaretz, you baked it, that you can take challah after Shabbos, after Yom Tov, leave a bit over and take challah afterwards. It doesn't help for a tzoldika dough that was baked in Eretz Yisrael. There, it doesn't help. So you can bring a matzah to him, hudorim shavim hudorim, gevaltim mahadorim mahadorim, and that's it. You forgot to take challah. It's finished. You can have it. You have it chalavoid. Of a you can't eat it. You can't eat it because you can't leave over, eat and leave over like you do within chalz chutzaretz. So you've got to be very careful to make sure that you have taken challah. That's number one. Number two, more important maybe, is this whole big shaila. Yeah, whole big shaila about in the light, live in Eretz Yisrael. Once it was that, you settle in Eretz Yisrael, then that's all dika. How many days you want to keep? One day. How do you know? A gefreit ha-shayla. A vada, a gefreit ha-shayla net Yisrael. On a gepaskund, one day, fine. But what happens when the shayla is, are you really a net Yisrael? What's the shayla? The shayla is, yeah, your man goes to Yisrael, he's full of ideals, yeah. I also went to Yisrael once, but the ideal, I'll never step my foot in England again. You see what happens to me. of a master. So you're there, you're talking there, it's strong. You keep one day. What makes you there so they can really? Because you live there. You're fine, you live there. You've got promise there. If you've got a good kailul, and you've got a little something on the sides of shirim, whatever it is, or the market share somewhere, and your wife works this, and you can, and you've got enough promise to run on your own steam, it's a fucking Netsulika. There's no reason why you should want to come back. Why should you come back to Chutzaretz? So I want to say Netsulika, there's no shame. Oh, but if you're dependent on the parents, or parents in Shver, who keep you going, who finance your existence in Eretz Yisrael, and without their support, even if you're sub-supporting for 50-60%, oh, but without the other 40%, you couldn't survive in Eretz Yisrael, you have not got a dinner of Eretz Yisrael. because you're dependent on the shver who lives in Chutzlaretz. And if something goes wrong with his geschäft, and they saw over the last few years what's happened, in so many cases that's happened, the shver can't support it anymore, and then you pack your cases and come back. So you're not a proper Eretz Ben Eretz Yisrael. The Kim says this. So Bishlim, when you're in Eretz Yisrael, you ask the Shaila. And in Eretz Yisrael, they've got an avid sniff to say one day, the Shitta of the Chacham Tzvi, and the Valatanian, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that it depends where you are. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, you say Eretz Yisraelika. Fine. And that is a Chavirat from Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael. The Zichah used that factor, the Chacham Tzvi, and Shulchan Aruch Rav, to pass them one day. But all the one day, why? Because it was the halacha that if the other day it's become from the moon catcher over into Eretz Yisrael to meet the Sava Kaddisha, the Shlomo Lezer Foundry, and he pushed him off, he pushed him off, come now. And he came then, this is the week before Shavuos, he met the Sava Kaddisha, and he was Niftar then. The Sava Kaddisha was then Niftar. So this was about 2 or 3 days before Shavuos. So the moon catcher over went post haste to get a ticket and get on the ship to get out of Eretz Yisrael before Shavuos, because he didn't want to get into the Shaila of Chacham Tzvi. Maybe he keeps only one day and he wants to keep 2 days. So it's not to get out of the Shaila, he got back on the ship before Yom Tov. So that's the Shaila. So in Eretz Yisrael, they come out, they're all passing, it's all another way. They use the Chacham Tzvi as a sniff to say one day. But if you're in Chutz Oretz, you haven't got the Chacham Tzvi to support you to keep just one day. So you've got Sveikas, can be answer Sveikas whether you're Bechlalab and Eretz Yisrael. So you've got to keep 2 days of the Pashas. You've got no solid grounding and anchorage in Eretz Yisrael. That's how it's right day. Yeah, so, yeah, I think you had to get to Horowitz. He said, there's a problem. He told me, I'm going to my side, as Shabin Aruch, or Gesucht for our Padre. He said, look ahead, as when our Padre came from Yerushalayim to England, that Shabin Aruch made him promise him that every Pashas and Sveikas. And he said, not so. So I can point. It's not, listen, it's not push it because you keep wandering at it all that you keep wandering Chutz Oretz. It depends on each person's individual circumstances. But do some happen cop and afraid. Not push it at all. So let's investigate Shabbos and Shabbos.